Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learn Daf Kuf Ches of Masechta Baba Basra and begin the 8th parak of Masechta Baba Basra, which deals primarily with the halachas of Yerusha inheritance. Some of the topics we're learning about include: the Mishnah lists 4 categories of relatives regarding their rights to Yerusha to inherit the assets of a deceased relative. The source through the word L'sheira to the halacha of Ho'av Neichel Es Habonim, a father inherits the assets of his deceased son, only if the son had no children, but if the son did have children, his children inherit his assets, not the father, which is based on the concept of Kerei Shalik Kisirjin Kisivi. The psukim regarding Yerusha are not in sequential order. Therefore, the order of Yerusha goes by Karav Kaidim, a closer relative comes before a more distant relative, and the order is Ben, Bas, Av, Ach, Achi Ha'av. First the son, then the daughter, the father, the brother, and then the father's brother. Yibum. If a person dies with no children, his brother is obligated to marry his widow. Yiyud. If a person bought an Amma of Ria, a Jewish maidservant, he is obligated to either marry her or his son should marry her, and the son's kiddushin is accomplished through the money that the father initially paid to buy her. Makdish Sadeh Achuza. If a person places a hekdish on his Sadeh Achuza, a field that he had inherited, and then hekdish sells the field to another person, even to his brother, when Yevil arrives, the Sadeh Achuza is not returned to the original owner, but rather it is given to the Kahana. However, if hekdish sells the field to his son, when Yevil arrives, the Sadeh Achuza is returned to the original owner.